The Old Testament tradition, alongside the prophets who denounce the abandonment of the poor, consists of the law, which stipulates that the needy are subjects of protection. Do not hand over a slave to their master who has taken refuge with you. Let them live among you wherever they like and in whatever town they choose. Do not oppress them. First, we approach the polychromed limestone sculpture from the Cathedral and Diocesan Museum of El Burgo de Osma Cathedral, identified as the prophet Ezekiel. Ezekiel was the first Old Testament prophet to carry out his mission outside of Israel during the Babylonian exile. In his preaching, he admonishes the Jews as the cause of Israel's downfall due to their moral decadence and breach of the covenant with God. Of the three sections traditionally divided in Ezekiel's prophecies, this sculpture refers to the final chapters, where God the Father orders the prophet the task of calling the Hebrew people to repent of their sins to achieve a future in the New Jerusalem and the coming of a new shepherd. The general treatment of the bust, the elegance of its forms and deep folds, the preciosity and meticulousness in the treatment of hair and beard, or the serene features of the face bring us closer to the Hispano-Flemish workshops that had formed around the sculptural decoration of the Portal of the Lions of the primatial cathedral in the mid-15th century. The legislator Moses, the one saved from the waters, is also a foreigner in his own land. He will be the one to lead his people out of exile and bring them to the promised land. We now contemplate him in a polychromed carved wood sculpture from the parish church of El Salvador in the town of Simancas, Valladolid. This work, along with the rest of the ornamental carving, reliefs, and round sculptures of the main altarpiece of the mentioned church, were made by Juan de Anchieta, a young sculptor who already stood out for his artistic quality at that time. Although Juan de Anchieta never travelled to Italy, the face of Moses faithfully follows the Michelangelesque model. The fame of the Florentine genius led to the widespread knowledge of his art through the distribution of prints and drawings such as those brought by Gaspar Becerra from Rome, or those found in Valladolid in the houses of some Italian artists like Pompeo Leoni or Rabuyate. Anchieta's familiarity with Michelangelo's art, present throughout his professional career, is well reflected in this figure, whose powerful head conveys the terribilità of the prophet.